It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Say What in your midday. I am so excited to have Newark, New Jersey's own. I know you claim Baltimore, but you was born in Jersey. Raheem Devon is on the line. Hello.
Stop the presses. I claim the DMV and the DMV claims. You know, I was born in Jersey, but I was raised in, you know, the Maryland, D.C. area, and that's home. You know, that's always been home. Even as an infant, you know, when my mother ran off with me from my dad,
right?
When she ran off on the plug. No, I'm just kidding. That, you know, that's definitely home. You know what I mean? And, you know, and then of course Baltimore is my second home because I spent a few semesters of college out there, and you know, and found my love for my passion for wanting to be an artist there as well. And then of course, you know, it's a lot of different places that, you know, that claim me or people think I'm from this spot or that spot. You know what I mean?
So you don't have any warm feelings about Jersey? Like,
none? No. I'm not saying that. I love Jersey.
Okay.
Jersey is very much a part of me. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with Jersey. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, you know, losing people that are, like, you know, the closest to me, you know what I mean? Like my dad, for example.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry.
He spent the majority of his time there, you know what I mean? So he lived there. And then I have a cousin who I was very fond of, who's been gone for some time now, that, you know, he maybe about 5 weeks after he turned 21, and we had just kind of reconnected. You know, he was murdered. So, you know.
I didn't want to start the interview off like this. I'm sorry.
No.
This is what left.
I at the end of the day, I love Jersey. It's home. You know, it's just, you know, D.C. is like, D.C., Maryland is like home, though. Like, it's like, you know, it's where I jumped off the porch musically, you know what
right.
I mean? People saw me from like having the little green Camry and selling the mixtapes.
Not the green Camry.
The green Camry and having the mixtapes and selling out the trunk and being on the train. And people have all these cool stories about, you know, remembering, you know, the beginnings, you know what I mean? And doing the open mics and winning the open mic competitions and just all the things. So, yeah, you know.
Well, you're going to be here in Philly, okay, on Friday at the Keswick with Brownstone. So you'll be able to bring, you don't got the green Camry anymore, right? That's gone?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
You're going to be able to come and pull up and see Raheem Devon this Friday at the Keswick.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's gonna be a festive event. You know, it's gonna be euphoric. It's gonna be audio orgasm. The whole nine. Come out, come a calling one, call all. You know, definitely a great date night.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you single and free to mingle, you know, the ratio, it's gonna be a plethora of beautiful women from the tri-state area.
You're saying this is where
Jersey,
you pick up women?
From D.C. I don't have to, I figured out a long time ago. I can't have them all. I just want to facilitate the situation for the brothers out there. You know, I'm like Audio Viagra when they're saying out in these streets right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm the one, not the two. You hear me?
Let's talk about your Summer of Love. I feel like this is the perfect transition. So you released the Summer of Love this summer. Did you have a Summer of Love? What was that like?
Whew, my summer love. My summer was steamy. It's steamy. And fall is getting better and wetter. I don't know if I could say that, you know, during this thing out. But it's getting better and
Why
wetter.
Why do you like
and
this?
I am who I am, and ironically, what I'm doing, we're almost rapping on it. I just had my team meeting, my annual team meeting, but I'm like days away from rapping on Fall in Love. So, you know, the seasons change, and Fall in Love is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody that enjoys Summer Love, it's a Fall in Love remix pack that's on the way.
Wow.
And I can't wait for people to hear it. I think we're going to keep this thing going. You know, it's just I'm enjoying the space of, like, you know, experiment with the algorithms, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
putting out music, putting out a lot of quantity and quality, you know, is a thing for me right now. You know what I mean? I feel like we live in a microwave era where people can't get enough of the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So my goal is just keep creating the good stuff and put it out in a timely fashion. And, you know, not only service my core fan base and cult following, the people that have been following me for years, but also creating new fanship along the way. You know, my demo is, like, crazy right now. From, like, you know, 23, 25 through, like, 65, you know what I mean, at the shows.
Wow.
So, you know, you got the mothers there with the daughters and the grandmothers.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's a really interesting time to see, and, you know, with the technology being what it is, and being able to connect with artists, and, you know, and do what we do. You know?
I love that though. So, summer of love, fall of love. Are you gonna do like winter and, you know, spring? Are we doing all that?
Why not? Why not?
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Why not? It's only right, right? It's only right.
Right.
We may drop an album or something in between that too. We'll see. But I mean, like, you know, again, you know, we're in a free world of music now. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You got to think, it's so much music. It's a lot of great music out there, you know? And, you know, it's really about finding your tribe, staying true to your sound.
Yeah.
You know, understanding the culture, understanding what's happening sonically. You know, I'm one of those people, I feel like music changes every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, 3 to 5 years, I say, more so than anything, like sonically. But also, history has a way of repeating itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I feel like that keeps me in a great space for, you know, the conversations of soul and R&B. So whether you're talking about, you know, a millennial artist or a legacy artist like myself, you know, my goal is to just keep my name, and my name's always in the conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I got that already cemented in my brain, you know?
You know, I love what you did with Doja Cat Streets. I remember hearing it, and I remember that was this was before she was on her demon time.
Yeah.
It's before she was with the demons.
Yeah.
I really loved that song, Streets, off the album. And I loved what you did with it. Like, you really sold it up. And I don't know why that's sticking out to me right now while you're talking. But you're talking about how music that, you know, is coming back in a cycle. What are some of the younger artists that you enjoy that feel like are very nostalgic for you?
Oh, man, you know, I like the I like the Scissors of the world.
Yeah.
I like you know, Ari Lennox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, for me personally, like, one of my favorites is Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, you know, of course.
I mean? Like, you know what I mean? She's not new to this, but she's true to this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, no matter what era or the time she comes out, you know what I mean? Like, it's refreshing, and it's right on time. You know what I mean? So for her to be on the Puff album, like, you know, that's great. You know, to experience. You know, it's so many dope artists. You know, I'm in transit right now. I would pull out the phone and kind of just be like, run them down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's so many. Like, when you jump on, like, you know, Apple Music or Spotify, for example, and just go down the rabbit hole. You know, sometimes I just pick an artist that I don't really know. Per se, and I'll listen, and I'll just let it guide me through, you know, through other artists. You know, the algorithm kind of puts me on to different artists. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I, you know, and some of which I reach out to, and we end up doing collabs. You know, there's this lady, this girl from L.A. Her name is Sonora. She's really dope. Mm-hmm. We got a record together called Chocolate Love. That, you know, definitely folks should check out. But she's definitely one of those folks to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Another artist by the name of Yazra is, like, really dope, you know, on the indie scene. You know, so I try to be that flag waver for, you know, and support, you know, the indie artists that's wanna come up, and, you know, befriending them and reaching out. Jay Brown, who just went number one, you know, at Urban AC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's little bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a whole new wave and a whole new sound that's out here, you know, again, there's so much music out here.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Jazzy, because she's from Philly, and I kind of want to rewind a little bit, because you collaborated with Jazzy Jeff on a couple of songs. Can you talk about, like, what his role was in your life during that period of your life?
Yeah, Jazzy Jeff is different, man. He's, you know, he... he's one of those people that takes the artists under their wing and just give you the right tools, you know what I mean? And create an environment, a safe space environment for creatives, you know what I mean? And just learn so much from him, you know, being under that A Touch of Jazz system, even when it was, you know, when it was in transition and it was a hybrid situation. You know, we refer to Jazz Jeff as like Professor X or Morpheus, you know what right. I'm saying? In terms of like just how he when he's in genius mode and just connect these artists, you know, I had the privilege of, you know, on more than one occasion, kicking it, being at the crib when he does the playlist retreats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard he'd be having retreats and people over.
Yeah, it's like an invite-only retreat vibe. You know, you walk in, you don't know who's going to be there till you get there, and then you walk in the room, and it's like Allo Black, Ali Shaheed Muhammad,
wow.
You know, James Poyser, all these different, you know, back when I did it, you know, there was cats like, there was this cat from VA that nobody, you know, at the time in the world didn't know his name, but it was just something about him. He knew how to play the saxophone. He knew how to program, drum machine, just the whole nine. He went on to become this phenomenal artist, Masego.
Masego,
or the artist Sir.
You know, it's on TDE. I love Sir.
The first time I met Sir or discovered Sir, found out about Sir was at Jeff's crib at a playlist.
Wow,
playlist retreat. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's kind of just like, you know, you got people who want to be, you know, I remember when I did my first record deal with Jive Records, right? That told me down and said, you got two people in this business. You got people that want to be second. You know, everybody in the music business wants to be second, typically, because they want to be the person to be like, I told you so. I knew you were going to blow up. Nobody wants to be first. But Jeff has always been that person who's been first, you know, to know, like, Jilly from Philly was going to be who she, where she is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To date, or, you know, Bilal, or, you know, so supporting the Roots from day one.
Yeah.
Just always just kind of just like known. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you know, that's the big homie. That's the big brother, you know, always, you know, the utmost respect for him and mega love for him.
Yeah. Speaking of family, I just learned this. Chrisette Michelle's your cousin?
Now, this is something that, let me just clear this up. This is something that my mother and her mom conjured up backstage.
Okay.
I feel like not that I wouldn't claim Chrisette as a cousin if we are cousins, you know what I'm saying? They kind of like, you know what I mean? We was kind of giving each other goofy guys on tour, and then they conjured this thing up. But you know what I mean? You can't be out here, you know, giving your cousin the goofy guys. So I don't know. We got to figure it out.
But so you don't know if Chrisette Michelle's your cousin or not?
That's not, yeah, again, this is something I need, you know, I need proof. We got to go, me and Cassandra had to go to AfricanAncestry.com and solve it once and for all. But that's my girl, you know, keep in touch. You know, Cassandra, the first tour she ever did was with me, you know, a good, bad, or different, you know, understood or misunderstood, that's family, that's my girl, you know, whether we blood or not, like, it's just like, you know, when you're out there on the road with somebody the way we were, it's a very vulnerable place as a, you know, vulnerable state as a new artist. And, you know, I made it my business to embrace her. And we, you know, we keep in touch to this day. And I'm super proud of all of her accomplishments, you know what I mean?
I love that. My last question is about the R&B Mount Rushmore. Because it's causing a problem. Everybody's arguing. Raheem Devon, which four artists are on your R&B Mount Rushmore?
You just trying to start R&B wars out there. God.
Not R&B wars.
R&B, but let me ask you this. Have women been included in this?
You know what? It's been such a landslide because it's like when I feel like I have mine, like, you know, it was like Whitney, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, and then, you know, Bobby Brown. When I feel like I have it, then I feel like, well, how about Aaliyah? Well, you know, because she created like the whole style that's happening right now. Or how about Janet Jackson? How about Mariah Carey? Like, I don't.
My R&B much more a little different. Like, because I'm looking at all that they do. I'm not looking at just the, you know, for some people, they may be looking from a standpoint of like the accolades or how many tickets you sell at a concert. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I'm looking at the fact of like, yeah, that too. But, you know, are you, how many instruments you may play? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, could you go in the studio and make it entire? Like, definitely on my R&B Rushmore, I got to put Prince, Roger, Nelson. Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you know, you know. You know what I mean? Like Prince, I gotta put him on R&B. You know,
yeah.
I gotta put him on the. I gotta put Michael Jackson on there.
Yeah.
Right? Those are just two off the break. You ever wonder how children come out the womb at 5, 6 years old, you know, 2, 3, and start talking, and they kind of know who Michael Jackson is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's some old, that's a next level, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's next level.
I think we can all agree Michael Jackson's the first head, but what what are the other three heads? Like, what does that look like?
No, that's two. No, I gave you two already.
Right, you gave me Prince and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'm going to give you Prince, Michael Jackson. I'm going to put Whitney on there.
Yep.
And
The Voice from New Jersey, this is where you're from as well.
I'm going to do a curveball, right? And I'm going to put Missy Elliott.
Yes.
Because when you talk about, you know, and this is not to discredit Ali, both of us, you know what I mean? But, when you talk about when she changed the music sonically, she changed it actually with the collaboration of, like, when she went to go look for the new sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she, of course, you know, like, Rob did the first album and all of that, right? And there was definitely some nostalgia there. But I think the game changer was where she got with Timberland and Missy in particular, you know, they changed music sonically, you know what I mean? You can't, sometimes you just have to be the voice and the vessel for that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you look, you know, you get to read those credits and you go through and you look at, like, the work and the success of, like, you know, again, I'm talking about Missy not just as a singer or not just as a rapper, but I'm talking about as a songwriter and as a producer as well.
Yeah.
And as just a visionary, just totally out of this world, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's, you know, I put Missy up here.
I love that. Raheem, I could talk to you forever. We going to see you on Friday at the Keswick with Brownstone. Get your tickets right now. And Fall of Love is on the way, okay?
Fall of Love on the way. I'm going to be in rare form, so pull up on me. Because I promise you this, one thing for sure, two things for certain, it's going to be a night to remember.
I'm sure. Wait, what do you call yourself? What's the name that you call yourself?
I started out as, you know, the R&B hippie neo soul rock star. These days they call me Sue Cooler Jones, the lip god, aka Mr. Jiggy, Mr. Conscious, the love king of soul and R&B, Raheem Devon, Mr. Spanky Longtime.
Oh my goodness. You are the best, Raheem. Listen, only New Jersey could create. Well, I'm from Jersey too, Raheem. I just want to point that out. That's why I'm bigging that up. But this is New Jersey's finest here.
Hey, Hey, listen what I'm saying. Look, you might think I'm crazy, but I'm not the fun. I'm a good time, baby. Come out and see me this weekend. We gonna turn it all the way up and singing the hits. And if you like the way that sounds, in the meantime, in between time, pregame, sing. Raheem Devon, and make sure you follow me on the gram at Raheem_Devon.
Love it. Thank you for checking in. It's Mina Say What in your midday on R&B.